Hello.
Hi there. Good afternoon, Miriam.
Yes.
Hi, Miriam. This is Lupus speaking on a recorded line. I'm sorry about that. I had a missed call from you. I was, away from my desk, so I apologize.
That's all right.
No worries. And then do you have a little time right here to talk about the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, I can do it now. Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then was it yourself that was affected by the Roundup spray?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, you're good. I asked, was it yourself that was affected by the Roundup spray?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, let's see here. I just want to remind you, we are speaking on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah, we can go through that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
No worries. And just to confirm, you have not already got an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, correct?
No, I have not.
Alrighty. And then I apologize in advance. Some of these questions are a little repetitive. Has anyone sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically or sent you a packet?
No.
Or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out or send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Alrighty. And then were you ever diagnosed with any lymphoma or leukemia after spraying the Roundup?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that. And then what was it that you were diagnosed with?
It was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Sorry to hear that. And then what year were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's?
2019.
Alrighty, let me put that right here. And then if you don't recall the specific month and day, that is totally okay. Do you recall the month and day in 2019?
Well, it was, we actually started looking at it in November
mm-hmm.
of 18, but it was officially finally diagnosed
uh-huh.
January of 19.
Okay. So I'll put down
mm-hmm.
one for the month, and then for the day, do you want me to put one as well, or do you remember the specific day?
I don't really remember the
day. That is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay. So I put down 1/1/2019.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then what was your age at the time of diagnosis? Do you recall? How old were you, like six years ago?
Mm-hmm. I think 78. 78.
78 at the time of diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
78. Okay.
Right.
Alrighty. And then tell me about the years you used the Roundup. I know this might be a little tough question here, but maybe perhaps when you bought your home. Do you remember when you first? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was during the years between 1972 and 1976.
Okay. All right.
And the reason I know that is because that was a period of time when I was living in a certain city, and my sister lived there too, and we used it together. So
okay.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you and your sister used it as well between those.
Yes.
And then, so that was perhaps maybe when you started, right? When did you stop, or was that the time frame you used it?
I used it mostly during that time and not too much after that because
okay.
it was pretty new at the time and just seemed like a fabulous weed killer, you know, and everybody
yeah.
was using it everywhere, including us. And but then when I moved, I didn't have the same kind of yard, and I didn't use that kind of treatment then. So,
okay.
It was primarily those few years.
Okay, let me see.
I may have used it a little bit in subsequent years, but not nearly like I did then.
That is okay. That
yeah,
is okay. If you didn't use it consecutively, that's okay. But you still used it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So what would have been actually the last year you ever used it? Do you recall maybe the early 2000s, the 90s, the 80s? Do you remember the last time you used it?
No, I don't remember at all. No.
That's okay. To the best of your knowledge, do you remember around how old you were maybe when you stopped using it like the last time ever?
I was in my 30s.
On your 30s?
In my 30s,
right.
Yes.
Early 30s or late 30s?
Well, it was 4 years, so it was my mid-30s.
No worries.
Across the 35 line,
so,
yeah.
No worries. So what we're going to do here, what is your year that you were born, the year you were born?
41. I was born in 41.
Okay. Bear with me here, okay? So,
19. Yeah, so 72, I would have been a 31. So 31 and plus 4 years, 31 to 35.
So it would have been, yeah,
yeah
you're correct.
Right. Yeah.
1976, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. So it is a
yeah.
time frame, okay. All righty. So bear with me here. Did you at least 2 years? Yes. Okay. Bear with me. Bear with me. I'm sorry, because there's a criteria
oh, that's okay.
that needs to be met.
That's
and I
all right.
Okay. Usage ended. Yeah. It looks, yeah. Okay, so that does not necessarily DQ you. I thought it would DQ you, but no, it does not. I'm looking at the criteria list because I'm seeing the years you used it, 72 to 1976, but it looks like you did not use it within 20 years, right? Because 2019 was when you were diagnosed. And this question is asking here, did you spray Roundup within 20 years with your initial diagnosis? But that says, bear with me.
I really can't answer that question because I really don't, I don't remember. You know,
no, no, no,
really
you're good. No, no, no. Basically, okay. that question gets answered by the years that you used it. You used it for 4 years, which is 1972 to 1976, so that's about like 4 years.
Yeah.
But from 1976 all the way to 2019, that's a little over 20 years. But that doesn't look like it's on the criteria here, but I'm not sure why it says DQ. I'll be right back, okay? I'm going to speak to my manager in regards to this, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Alrighty, I am back. I apologize about that.
That's right.
So yeah, that shouldn't be an issue. Because it was that's a criteria for another law firm. Because it says DQ right after that. That's why I was a little concerned about that. So I scrolled all the way in the bottom for the criteria, and it doesn't look like the within 20 years is one of the questions that DQs for this law firm. So we should be good on that one. Alrighty. Sorry about that. They do apologize about that. Thank you so much for bearing with me. Alrighty. So, you used it for 4 years, which was 1972 to 1976. You did not, because it's asking here, did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis? That would be a no, of course, since it was a little over 20 years. So 2019 all the way to 1976 is a little bit past 20 years. So that would be a no. Did you spray Roundup for a minimum of 2 years? That makes sense.
Because we probably did for that full 4 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No worries. And you already answered that question by telling me the years you used it. So that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to repeat that. And then how many years have you used Roundup? That would be about 4 years, correct? 1972?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then not consecutively. I'm going to say that beforehand because a lot of PCs do get confused with this question. So it's not consecutively, okay? Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more throughout those 4 years?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to help you out with this question. It's a little, a little complicated question. How many hours of exposure did you have spraying Roundup in your entire lifetime? So between those 4 years, each year, did you spray this like once a week, twice a
week?
Well,
I'm going to be doing some estimation here. Because
yeah, it's of course.
Mostly in the spring and summer, not the winter time
of
so
course.
Much. So
course.
You just need to do about half the year.
Half the year,
and
so
then,
like 6 months?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, and then I would say at least a couple times a week.
A couple times a week, okay.
At least for those 6 months out of the year. Can you do that math for me?
Of course, of course.
Okay.
No worries. So a couple times, you're fine.
At
so
least, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so 6 months. So there's 4 weeks out of in
that's
a month, right?
26. That's 26. Half a year is 26 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. Each week, how many hours do you think you did? Since you said you did it sometimes a couple week every week, you did it a couple times. How many hours do you think you were out there spraying for? Like an hour each week, two hours.
Probably about an hour. Yeah.
An hour
about
each
an
week.
Hour on average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 1 times 4 is 4. So that means you did it for like 4 hours each month out of those 6 months. So 6 times 4 would be 24, if I'm not mistaken. I'll do the math just to double check, but I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that is 24. So that would be 24 hours. And so 6 months times 4.
But it could have been up to twice a week. So we might want to increase that, say, 1.5 times a week for an average. So I'd increase
No, yeah, you're fine. Because I'm going to multiply, because that's 24 hours you did every year out of those 4 years. So I'm going to multiply 24 times 4. That's going to give us our answer. Okay, bear with me here. So 24 times 4 years, because that's how many years you used it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 years, since like 6 months. So that's 96 hours into your whole lifetime. Does that sound about right? 96 hours?
Well, I really don't know
that's okay.
Whether it's reasonable or not.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, no worries. Mm-hmm. They're just estimations.
Yeah.
Bear with me. All righty. And then when did you start spraying Roundup? We said that was 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. All right, that's when you started. And then how were you exposed? That was directly by you spraying it yourself, correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, horticultural, residential?
It was residential.
Residential. And then are you...
Home yard. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
All righty. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or was it just that
no,
one?
No, just one. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Okay. I'm going to put no for that. And then it's saying who is filing this claim. It would be for yourself.
Yes.
Alrighty. And then it's saying, do you know any colleagues, neighbors, others in your home who sprayed the Roundup? I recall you said it was your sister you were sprayed
yes.
it with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sister
yes.
sprayed Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Sister spray.
And she died from a Hodgkin's disease
Aww.
In 1990.
I'm so sorry about your loss.
Yeah. So I think it may have been from the same thing, but we didn't
exactly.
know at the time.
And you know what I really do hate about that, and I'm really sad about that, is that there's I speak to a lot of thousands of people, and some of them are diagnosed with Hodgkin's and not non-Hodgkin's, and really, really sad when I have to turn them down because of it, and it's just really sad and heart, you know, really heartbroken,
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that. So sister sprayed Roundup as well. Pass from Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. Alrighty. And then I'm going to ask you a series of 10 questions that just require a yes or no if you were ever diagnosed with any of these illnesses, okay?
Okay.
HIV or AIDS?
No.
Alrighty. Organ transplant?
No.
Alrighty. Autoimmune disease?
No.
Alrighty. Hepatitis B? Hepatitis C?
Yes. Well, no.
No?
It's complicated. I have never been diagnosed with hepatitis B. However, before they treated me for the lymphoma, they tested me for it, and I tested positive for the antibodies.
Antibodies.
So I either got a vaccine or I was exposed sometime or other. But I've never actually had the disease.
Okay.
So I think it's a no, but so, I don't want to lie about it.
That's okay. I'm going to put down no for now. But if that question ever comes up with the law firm or attorney, just let them know what you told me, okay? You
thought
it was a no.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
Yeah. Because they still tell me, the doctors still tell me it's no. I've never had it.
There you
go. Somehow or other, I got, I have antibodies to it. So, for unknown reasons,
You should be fine then. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thank you for explaining, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then, were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr?
No.
Alrighty. How about rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Alrighty. Lupus?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No. I did have another cancer, but it just required surgery, and that was it.
Okay. No chemo, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then how about any other family history of cancer?
Yes, my mother and father both died of cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. What did your mother pass from?
It was small cell lung cancer.
So putting that down, small cell lung cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then how about your father?
My father was pancreatic cancer.
Sorry. Pancreatic cancer. And then you said your sister as well had Hodgkin's lymphoma,
right? Oh, yes,
right?
She had Hodgkin's, yes.
No worries. Don't put sister.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that. And then your first name I got here spelled M-A-R-I-A-N.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And then your last name I have spelled here B-A-T-C-H-E-L-O-R.
It's just one. You have, it should be B-A-T-C-H.
Oh, there's no E-L-O-R?
Yeah, there is E-L-O-R, but you didn't have the T in it. It's B-A-T-C-H-E-L-O-R.
Oh, did I not say that? I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's a B.
I didn't hear it.
No, you're fine. I said a B-A-T-C-H-E-L-O-R.
Yes, that's
you.
Correct, yes.
Thank you so much. And then is there a middle name I should be aware of that I could put the initial here for you?
No, no middle name.
Alrighty. And then I do want to apologize in advance. We are required to ask on the intake, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. I knew that already. I apologize. And then are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay. And then, married. And then can you please provide me with your social security? It could be the last four, okay?
8056.
8056. Alrighty, filling that out. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
1/13/41.
Bear with me, I was just looking down. Okay. I said I heard 1/15/41.
No, 1/13.
41, okay.
Yeah, 41, but 1/13, not 15, but 13.
Got you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I got 1/13/1941.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then what is your current age?
I am 84.
84. And then how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it like a Facebook ad, YouTube video?
On social media, you get bombarded with this stuff. You know, I've been seeing it for years,
No worries. Alrighty, bless you. Alrighty. And then what was the year, do you think, when you first became aware of it on the social media? Do you remember the year? Was this like recently or a couple years back?
It's probably been a couple of years back. It's been a while. Anyway.
Was it like after you were diagnosed, though, like a year after, a couple months after?
Oh gosh, that I don't really, I don't, in relation to that, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that.
I know it's a little hard because it is a required question. Just to the best of your knowledge, was it after you got diagnosed when you found out about this, like the social media, when you saw this?
I guess it was. I mean, it's been 6 years since I was treated, so
exactly.
I don't even know if y'all have had those ads out that long or not. You know, I know they've been out a while, but you know, I don't know how long. So,
okay,
you know, I just don't know.
That's okay, but it was after you were diagnosed when you saw this, or you think it was before?
I guess it was after.
It was after.
I probably would not have paid attention to it.
Of course.
If it was before, why would I pay attention?
Exactly.
So, you know,
that makes sense. Yeah. Of course. Do you want me to put like 2020, like a year after maybe, as a placeholder here?
Yeah, we can just say it's a guess. Ask me again, I'll say it's a guess. Yeah.
Yeah, because, it's really hard for you to remember this, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your height in feet and inches?
I'm 5'4".
Alrighty. And then what is your weight?
169 pounds.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So smartphone. And then it's asking for your email, but I believe I have it here. Is it mhcb13@aim.com?
That's correct. Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Got it right here. And then the primary phone number we're speaking on, is it the one we're speaking on right now, the 337-802-6216?
Yes, that's my primary number.
Primary phone number, thank you. And then you said that was a mobile phone number. I'm going to put that here. And then what is your best contact preference for the attorneys? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
I prefer a text message because I get too many junk emails and things get lost.
That makes sense.
I watch text much closer,
Okay. I put down text for you. What's the best time of day? Like, what days are you mostly on your phone seeing those texts? Are like mornings, afternoons, evenings?
Probably not evenings, but mornings or afternoons are okay.
Mornings or afternoons, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So mornings. And then what is your spouse's name, your husband?
Chester.
Chester, so C-H-E-S-T-E-R. And
that's
then,
right. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And then it's the same last name as you, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll put that here. Okay. He's not a junior or senior or anything like that, correct?
No.
All righty. And what is his phone number?
337-513-3168.
Okay. I got 337-513-3168.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And then going back again, I'm not sure why. When did you start spraying Roundup? We already put this here. I'm not sure why I asked for it twice. Bear with me. Let me scroll up. When did you stop? Oh, okay. I got these mixed up. No, it asked when you first stopped in the beginning, and I got that as started. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
1976 is when you stopped. So let me put that here on top.
Mm-hmm.
And when you started was 1972. I got those backwards.
That's right.
Sorry
about
that. Okay. So 1972 is when you started. 1972 is when you started. Okay. Alrighty. And I was saying, how many times per month or year did you use Roundup? And you said that, I remember you said it was a couple times a week.
We said a couple times a week, about 6 months out of the year. So we got to 24 weeks, but you only put once a week. No.
When I calculated it, I did it per hour. This is days. So the other calculation was hours that I put down. Those how many hours you were exposed. This is like how many times per month or year did you use Roundup? This is like how many times you used it, you know? Like.
Okay. Well, I think about twice a week.
Twice
for
a week?
24 weeks. Yeah,
okay.
For 24 weeks a year.
Yeah, so twice a week. So that's 2 times 4 because there's four weeks in a month.
Mm-hmm.
That would give us 8. So you use it like 8 times a month.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All righty. And we multiply 8 times 6 because you used it for 6 months.
Right.
That would give us how many times you used it. That would give, if I'm not mistaken, it's 42, but I'm going to use a calculator just to be safe.
That's 8 times 3.
Yeah, 8 times 3 is, you see 48.
That's
my math 24. Was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, 8 times 6 is 48. So, that was my mistake.
Yeah.
That was 48. All righty. And then, did you use any protective gear when you were applying the Roundup?
Not in those days we didn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no worries.
Gloves, no mask, no nothing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. What state did you use the product in?
Louisiana.
Okay, that populates. Okay, got Louisiana. And then how, I remember you said it was residential. It's saying where did you apply and how big of an area was it? You said it was a residential, right?
Well, yes. I worked with my sister in her yard, and it was 2 acres.
Then
I would work in our own yard, which was a rather large residential lot. I don't really know the size of it.
No worries. I put down 2 acres, but you said like you would spray like you think your backyard, the front yard, you would spray.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And my house, yeah, it would be the front and backyard at her house because it was bigger. She had a garden and all that kind of stuff. I worked with her and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Garden. Okay. Put that right here. Bear with me. I'm just gonna scroll down and see if it's all green here. Yeah, okay. So yeah, that the 20 years, that was not gonna be an issue. So
I think
I talked to my supervisor about that. I scrolled down, everything looks green. So you are pre-qualified for the law firm A4D Pulowski, but I'll text you their information through my direct number with their number and name, okay? And then we're speaking on my direct number, by the way, as well. So this number, if you have any questions or concerns in the future, please feel free to call me or text me, okay, Miriam?
Okay, I'll do it on this one. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
And then
so what's the next? What happens next?
Basically, when we're done, we're almost done here. After we're done, I'm going to send you documents. It's through DocuSign. It requires just signatures and initials, basically giving permission for the law firm to reach out to you. And then after they reach out to you, they're just going to do a little welcome call just to verify everything we talked about. Okay, it's a shorter call. It's not going to be long at all. They're just going to verify and let you know the process. But yeah, I do got to let you know right now, there's no upfront fees. It's 60-40 split. You keep the 60. The attorneys keep 40%. And yeah, like I said, there's no upfront fees at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty. And then it's asking here, how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was this by you directly spraying the Roundup yourself?
Yep. Most likely,
directly spraying Roundup. Alrighty. And then did you personally spray the Roundup? Yes, of course. You let me know already.
I did.
Of course. And then how often were you present during the application? All the time, of course, since you were the one spraying it. All the time. How many exposures to Roundup? Let's see here. Okay, yeah. How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire lifetime? So this I know, don't worry. This is a little easier for me to kind of help you with because we already have how much you did it per year, which is 48. Mm-hmm. Remember, we came up with the 48 every year?
Right.
So we're going to multiply 48. That's how many times you used it per year. 48 times how many times you used it. So you used it for 4 years, right? Yeah, 72
right.
to
mm-hmm.
76, that's 4. So we're going to multiply 48 times 4. That gives us 192. Does that sound about right?
Well, for that time, yeah. And,
yeah, of course.
And if I was exposed after that, you know, it would be additional times, but I don't recall that.
That's okay, and I like how you're being honest. No, I appreciate that. No, I like that. No worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, this is all a long time ago, too.
Exactly.
You know, bring all this back up is kind of hard, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do not blame you at all. Bear with me here. And you're doing a great job, by the way. And then, do you get your water from a well? And I believe it was the time you were using Roundup. Did you get your water from a well? Was it city water?
At that time, no. It was city water.
Okay.
At that
so
time.
That's a no.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Right.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
You sure you have? If it's
but I don't know what. I mean, well, just because I like to plant flowers and stuff like that, you know, so I've probably been around them, but.
Okay, that doesn't necessarily DQ you, okay? I'm just going to put, because it says, if yes, which ones? So I'm just going to put down unsure of which ones.
Yeah, you might even put, I just may have, because I'm not even sure, you know.
PC.
But I admit to the possibility.
She may have since she loves to garden. Okay, no worries. I put down yes, but then I put down here unsure I'm going to put down the PC is unsure. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, since the 70s, we've learned a lot more about pesticides, so we're more careful about them now. We've kind of stopped using them now, but I don't even know, remember exactly when that was, you know. I've lived a lot of years, you know. There's a lot to remember.
No worries. Yeah, that's okay. That is okay. So I put down the PC is unsure, says she may have since she loves gardening. But, you know, I just put that down in case they ever, like, mentioned that to you. They know why.
Mm-hmm.
They know why I put that. And then, have you ever been exposed to benzene? If you don't know what that is okay. I could put a no here.
I know what it is, and I'm not aware of ever being exposed
okay.
to it.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
No worries. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrated or was it pre-mixed already for you guys? Was it already...
It was in the spray bottle, and
okay.
I just sprayed it.
Ready to use then, so it was pre-mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And then when what stores would you buy them at, like a Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart? What stores?
Gosh, I don't even remember what stores were there at the time.
That's okay. Try your best. Just any store you think you could probably recall going to at that time. I know it's a little hard to recall. Take your time.
Yeah, I really don't remember.
That's okay.
I mean, it may have even been, it was probably at the grocery store.
Yeah, but when you say grocery
you know,
store, would it be like a Walmart? To the best of your knowledge, what store do you think you would like going a lot to back then when you were in your 30s?
Well, I went to Wine Gardens and Kroger's and
there
stores like that.
There you
and
go.
And I don't remember whether Walmart was even there at the
no,
time.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Oh no, no, no. It doesn't
I don't
necessarily.
Know.
I'm giving you examples. It's okay. No,
yeah,
no, no.
Yeah, I know.
But
I know I shopped at Wine Gardens and Kroger's grocery stores, and they had a lot of stuff in them. You know, you could buy all kinds of stuff in there. So that's probably where I got it.
Bear with me. And how did Kroger's? Let me see here.
Kroger's. Kroger's.
Yeah, I'm looking it up here. It's Kroger, right? Just says K R O G. Yeah.
E R. Yeah.
Let me put down if they still sell them there, but I believe they do. Does Kroger's store not even have? Yeah. No, that makes sense. Kroger stores do carry that.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I don't think we had a Walmart back then.
Yeah.
I remember we had some other, I can't remember the name of it, but it was some other store, kind of like a Walmart before Walmart ever came, and that one was there, but I don't even remember the name of it, that one.
You think that Kroger's still there? Do you live in Louisiana still?
Oh, no, I don't live there anymore, but there is still Kroger stores in Lake Charles, not the same ones because they've closed old stores and opened new ones, but
okay. The
same chain is still there. Yes.
That's okay. I put down Kroger for now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All righty, bear with me. Do you have receipts of the Roundup purchase? If you don't, that's okay. I know it's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have any Roundup in your possession? Like
no.
Bottles or that's okay.
No.
I'm glad to hear that. Have you ever smoked?
I have smoked.
Okay. It's asking here number of years.
About 39 years.
Okay.
And it has been 27 years since I quit.
Okay. Bear with me. So I got, let me just confirm how old are you at the time of diagnosis. So I got your year. 1941, I just want to confirm. Bear with me, 1941. Okay. Bear with me, I'm scrolling down. Okay. And then are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Mm-hmm. Congrats. And then have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
No, not to lymphoma. Mm-hmm.
No worries. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Alrighty. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No,
If you have,
I've
it's
been to,
okay. We could just
well, yeah, well, there was a class action suit on against an insurance company that we happened to be a policy holder on, so we were involved in that, but I didn't even do anything, you know, so I don't know if you'd call that involved in it or not, but I
Yeah.
got a settlement out of it, even though I didn't, I
Yeah,
kept
yeah.
telling them we were happy with it and we didn't have a problem. They still sent us some money, so,
Yeah,
but that's
that's
it.
okay. That still counts. So I'm just gonna put class action against an insurance company. Just gonna put that. If they ever ask for any details, I mean, you could just disclose that to them. Class action against an insurance company. And then, have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Alrighty. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Alrighty. Other than minor traffic offenses like parking ticket, etc., have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Alrighty. And then, do you recall the diagnosing doctor who diagnosed you? Okay.
The Dr. Mika, Mika Kline, Kline.
Klein. How do you spell Klein again? Okay.
Kline.
Okay. Thank you so much. That is in what state again?
In Texas, she's
Texas.
with the Texas Oncology.
I see her here. She's in located in Midtown Medical Tower. Mika
And
Klein.
Austin, And then she's also
Austin,
has she
Texas,
comes
yep.
out to Marble Falls sometimes too.
Yeah, I see her address. It comes up as 901 West 38th Street, Suite 200, Austin, Texas, 78705. I do see her
Yeah,
here.
that's her main office. Yeah,
That's
that's
your main
her.
office, yeah. It's asking for diagnosing physician address. I'm gonna put that one here. So that is your main office. I'm gonna put her phone number. Thank you so much. And then it's asking here, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, it was kind of rocky for a while, but I've been in
Oh.
remission now for 6 years, so it's okay. But, it was a bad year.
Oh, I'm just gonna say PC experience. When you mean bad years, do I? Because I'm gonna put down a PC experience. Would you like to say like depression throughout the years due to this, or can I say like what should I put here?
Well, it was really the side effects from the
Side effects.
chemotherapy and all that that was,
There
that
you
was,
go. A lot of side effects.
debilitating for a few months, but I
Sorry.
got over it when we stopped it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Just kind of what you'd expect, getting
Exactly.
chemo.
Yeah, of course. I'm
I didn't have
sorry.
anything else that,
Okay. I'm sorry
I
to
didn't
hear
have any
that.
complications from it. It
Yeah.
just was the normal stuff. Yeah.
I get you. So I put down PC experience, a lot of side effects, and I'm sorry that you endured all that. And then quick question here on that. Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type? Or most importantly, what that question's asking, do you know those medical records exist?
They do exist, yes.
Of course. Okay.
I looked in my files the other day to see if I had any
Okay.
reports, but I think I tossed most of them, so I didn't find anything in there that was real specific to that. But
Okay.
I still see her twice a year, so my file's still active with her,
Okay.
with Dr.
And
Klein, yeah.
okay, I see. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it like surgery or was it chemotherapy?
No, it was actually immune therapy, not chemo, and it
Oh,
recovered.
yeah. I do see that here. Yeah. Immune therapy, right?
Yes, immune
Okay.
therapy, and it was RUTIXAN,
Rituxan.
I think, Rituxan, yes,
I've
yeah.
heard of that, yeah. Some type of treatment, I see. What like a type of immune therapy. What's your home
Right.
address?
115 Leaning Tree. Leaning like it's leaning over about to
L
fall down.
E A N I N G.
Leaning, yes.
And then Tree
Leaning
Drive,
Tree.
right? Kerrville, Texas.
No, Marble Falls.
Oh, I see here. Marble Falls, yeah. And Burnett County.
That's right.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna repeat it, but before I do, is there an apartment letter or unit number I should be aware of to put down?
No.
Alrighty,
yes,
so I'm
going
to going to repeat this one more time. I got 115 Leaning Tree Drive, Marble Falls, Burnett, Burnett County, Texas, 78654.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. And then we're basically done here. I'm just going to ask for an emergency contact number if you would like to provide one, and we need the hospital name. So the hospital where you were seeing, because she treated you, right? Because it's asking for the medical treatment.
She did treat me, but I got it at Texas Oncology. I wasn't hospitalized. It was done
outpatient.
That's okay.
Texas. You said Oncology. Texas Oncology.
Yes.
Oncology.
Yes.
Hospital. Let me see here. Is it Methodist?
No, it was no hospital. It was in the office.
Okay.
They've got a room in there with a bunch of chairs, and there's a bunch of people sitting around the outside of the perimeter of the room, all hooked up to IVs. Everybody throwing up, all that good stuff, you know,
that kind of thing. I see. So,
yeah, it's an experience.
I'm trying to find the address here. Is it, because I'm looking at Mika Klein. I think she might have it under her location. So let me go under her name.
Well, see, what happened, she also, what I was telling you is that she also comes to Marble Falls. And when she, when I had mine, she, I had my treatment here in Marble Falls. And, and there's, she has an address in Marble
Falls,
too.
You are 100% exactly correct what you just said right there.
Yeah.
So the 901 West 38th Street, Suite 200, that is her office. There's another one that comes up, Marble Falls, like you said. It's Texas Oncology / Marble Falls, 104 Max Stark. I can't pronounce it. Yeah, Stark. Dam Road, Suite 101, Marble Falls, Texas.
Yeah, that's where I see her. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. You made everything so much easier. So I got that right here. Doctor name, obviously that is Mika Klein. Put that here, Mika Klein. Okay. And the date that you got treated from her, was that like a couple days after you were diagnosed or?
No, it was because of that hepatitis B positive test. I saw a gastroenterologist to make sure I could take the drug. And so I was delayed a month. So I started treatment in March, and it took 2 months for the treatment.
Okay, so March of 2019?
Right, in April.
Okay, so I'm going to put down here, since you started it in March, I'm going to put down March. Would you want me to put 1st of March?
I think it was about the 1st of March, yeah.
Okay.
It took pretty much 2 months to do it.
Okay, no worries. In the facility, I got that here. All right, and it's asking oncology practice name. It's saying here specialties is medical oncology, so that would be that's what I would go. Medical oncology for Mika. Put that here. Okay, so I put that here. Got that. Got your address. Okay. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Yeah, I'll give you my husband's number.
Okay. I already have that. So the next question
to
that.
Yeah, he would be the one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that you provided me earlier. It's asking here, a yes or no, permission to contact. Does a law firm have permission to contact if they're unable to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, that would be a yes. And let me scroll up here. I have his information here already. Chester, and then the same last name as you. 337-513-3168. Let me just put that here. And then it's husband for relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Phone number. Okay, scrolling up for his phone number. I got it here. All righty. All right, bear with me, okay? We got everything filled out, and like I said, it looks like you do qualify for the law firm A4D Pawlowski. They're located in New York. I'm gonna send you their information, and like I said, before I do submit this and send this, I gotta read your closing script. But before I do, let me review the whole document, okay? Make sure I didn't miss anything on my end.
Okay.
Bear with me, but everything's filled out, okay? You did a great job. Bear with me. So started 1972, got that. Okay. All right, Miriam, before we wrap up, I want you to make sure what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm Pawlowski will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA. But if not, I may be calling you tomorrow. But if I don't call you, that must mean that the law firm will be reaching out to you, okay? But you have my phone number for whatever reason. But if I'm the one to transfer you, I'm going to transfer you to them directly to introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions as we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, this is not a class action, it's a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And like I said, I'm going to text you their information, their name of the law firm, and the phone number. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, I can talk.
All righty. And then do you have any questions before I submit this? It's going to send over some it's a quick DocuSign that I'm going to send over, basically, that just requires a signature and initials.
No, I don't think so. I'm okay.
All righty. So I just click submit. It's loading up on my screen, so give it any second. While that loads up, I'm going to text you right now at the number we're speaking on.
Okay.
Text you right now. All righty. Yeah, so it just sent successfully. You should have received it under guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com through text and email. I sent it as well.
Okay.
Alrighty. So while you look at that, I'm going to text you their information, okay?
Hold on.
Yeah, take your time with it. Click the link, and it takes you right to that DocuSign.
Okay, I got here.
Okay.
Welcome to.
Yeah, DocuSign, right?
DocuSign. Yes. So there's things here I need to work on. Is that right?
Yeah, you need to sign and initial those in order for the QA team to review the call and documents, just to make sure everything is good. 186. Okay, I'm just texting you right now while you do that. 271-7275. Hi, Miriam. This is Guadalupe. We just spoke in regard to the Roundup lawsuit. I included all the attorney information below. Let's see, A4D Pawlowski, 1-866-271-7275. Alrighty, so I just texted you just now. Alrighty, I'm going to go to DocuSign now.
Okay, I got another one for you, but I'm signing right now. So.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, that other text is just me just sending you the attorney information.
Well, how can I sign this thing, though?
You're good. Is there, like, a next button on the top?
A what?
A continue or a next button on the top right or top
left?
Yes,
I've got down to the bottom where it says client signature, and it says to sign. Oh, wait. Here, I got it.
There you go. Yeah. Be careful because some are initials and some are signatures, okay?
Okay. Full name, reviews, select style. Okay. Full name. Oh, I see. It's signing it for me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If you select the style,
that's what I didn't understand. Yeah. Okay.
That's okay. Even if you decide to do your own signature, if you do it once, if you tap on the other signature spots, you won't even have to sign it again. It copies the signature you did for the first one. If that makes sense, if you tap on it.
Let me see here. This one thing.
You're good. Take your time. I don't mean to rush you.
My help provider portal. No, I don't access that. Okay. Now, when I say that I don't exercise my online medical portal for this doctor, that I don't have to give any information about it, right?
Do you have a portal? If you don't, you could just put no for that. But
she has one, but I don't use it. So I put no for it. So I'm just not going to fill out anything about the portal on it.
Okay.
Because I don't use it at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that should be an issue. Yeah. You can explain that to the law firm as well. That shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done signing. Okay.
Alrighty.
So
yeah,
now I'm going to continue.
Yeah. It should say finish. You should know. Oh, yeah. It says completed on my end.
Okay. This sign was successful. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. So you finished. And you have, you did the... Yeah, you did a nice signature, and the initial, you did a great job. I'm going to see the other one. Yeah, you did that. Actually, really nice, yeah. And just want to confirm your birthday. I got it correctly. It's 1/13/1941. Is that correct? All right.
Yes.
All right, because your birthday showed up here. Everything's accurate. Yep, everything is good. So, Miriam, like I said, our quality assurance team is going to review the call and the documents just to make sure everything is good. And then after that, if it's not tomorrow, the next day, the law firm will reach out to you to confirm and just get that verification call, okay?
Okay.
If not,
but that's all I need to sign for right now. Is that right? Okay.
Exactly, yes. All right, Miriam. Thank you so much for your time, okay? I hope that I helped you out, and you have a beautiful day, okay, Miriam?
Okay, well, I thank you very much.
Of course, yeah. Take care now, okay?
All
take
right,
care.
Thank you. All right, you too. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.